Good afternoon. My name is Roger Sims. I live out at Sydney. I should have left the car there and walked in from where I parked. I thank you for the opportunity to speak on behalf of the chief. Both my wife and myself and three of our four children attended here. And I might say that we paid our own way. I'm a 1951 graduate. We are strong supporters of Chief Illini Wick, and at the same time, we have great respect for the Native American tradition. When our older daughter was a pom-pom girl here, I was fortunate enough to be in the first group of dads to perform with her daughter at halftime on the football field. Let me tell you that back then, in those days, the chief and the band were about the only things there were to cheer for. The feeling of pride and respect that I feel continues today when the chief appears. My wife and I are close friends with Victor Kuchwaitawa, family of Shungapavi, Second Mesa, Arizona. Victor is Hopi. He's a top silversmith and was named and inducted as a living treasure in Arizona in 1995. We were fortunate enough to be asked to attend to that. He is a Purple Heart World War II vet and was with Morrell's Marauders in Burma. We have attended dances, his Medicine Bear powwow, and were privileged to be the only whites in attendance at the Bean Dance one February morning when the Kachinas come up out of the kivas. We also were invited to the powwow after Desert Storm. What truly great, loyal Americans. I guess they should be. They were here first. Victor's son, Ben, is in charge of the White Mountain Apache Reservation and was offered the top job in Washington, D.C. with the Bureau of Indian Affairs. Our home is full of Native American art, from Victor's jewelry to original paintings by Robert Redbird, Kiowa, Rance Hood, Comanche, Paladine Roy, Ponca, sculptures by Cheyenne Arapaho, Charlie Pratt, Bobby Creeping Bear, and many others. One of our latest prized possessions is a prayer feather that Victor made special when my wife had surgery a year ago. I have sent seed to Victor for 20 years, and just this week, we mailed two kinds of sweet corn and six varieties of beans for him to plant. We were honored and thrilled to have Victor and his sons Ben and Ricky in our home in November 1998 as they came to speak to the Pro Chief group. They also attended a football game, the Indiana game. We won that one. One time when we were in the restaurant at the Hopi Culture Center, I was wearing an orange U of I shirt with a chief logo on it. Someone in all seriousness asked, "What tribe is that you're from?" Someone yelled across the room, "That's Chief Illini, you dummy." As one of the veterans of the South Pacific in World War II, we made it possible for people to express their opinions and beliefs. Now, I don't understand all the Kachinas, the Kivas, and some of the Native Americans' beliefs. However, I respect their beliefs and traditions. All I ask is the same understanding and respect for our tradition, the honored chief. Thank you.